Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Real World Radio is with Paula Gioia from the European Coordination of Via Campesina and also member of the International Coordination Committee of Via Campesina. Thanks for the interview. And we would like to know why Via Campesina is organizing this international conference on agrarian reform.
Okay, just to mention, I'm also part from the ABL. That's my local organization. That's the Arbeitsgemeinschaft Bäuerliche Landwirtschaft. That's the German member organization from Via Campesina. That's important for me. It's important to mention the local level. Yeah, I think for us, it's the moment to or the decision to organize this this conference on agrarian reform at this place at that time is because we think it is time to do a reflection. What are the processes that are going on, and what are the global and local situations that challenge us, and which are the strategies and the struggles that we are carrying on the local level, but also in the regional, continental, and international levels. So it's the moment to stop and to share our experience, to share our struggles, and develop new, not necessarily new, but to improve the strategies we have been carrying on land in the last 10-20 years. And we decided to come to this place, to El Dorado, to Marabá, but it's very close to El Dorado dos Carajás, because 20 years ago, some comrades of us, landless people from the MST in Brazil, have been murdered by the Brazilian police when they were doing a land occupation. And it was on the 17th of April from 1996. And since then, the 17th of April turned to the most important, most symbolic day of struggle for us in Via Campesina. So that's why we decided to go back to the place where this horrible massacre happened, to remember our martyrs. So we decided to come back here.
We have been hearing today, we are now at the end of the first day of the conference, we have been hearing today about the different situations in different regions that peasants are confronting in terms of their right to land, their right to access to land. So it's sometimes people think that the access to land is a problem of the southern hemisphere, southern countries, but clearly you have been saying that it's also a problem, a very important problem in northern countries. So I would like to listen from you, your reflection about the access to land problem in Europe, for instance, but also in the global north, let's say.
Yeah, I can talk about Europe. I mean, globally there is a myth that land grabbing just happens in the south. And this is really a myth. Because we have been seen or suffering land grabbing in Europe as well. We have different or a lot of transnational corporations or private enterprises also doing land concentration in Europe. You know, what happens in my region, that's in the eastern part of Germany, where we have a socialist past and a landscape characterized by very big land properties that in the past were like common properties, that are like those companies that mostly come from outside sectors. They are not like agriculture companies. They are like buying all of them. It's a region that is, we say in German, that's a kind of agrarian desert. Because it's they do just monoculture, a lot of corn for bioenergy, and And it's the German government has been adopting a neoliberal politic since the last, I don't know, more or less about on the land issue since the finance crisis, 2008 more or less, of selling out all those piece of land. And this process they do with blind auctions. It means you don't know who are the others who are trying also to get this land. And they, of course, sell it to the person or the company that put the biggest amount of money on the table. So if you are a small-scale farmer and you depend on this land to for your subsistence, it's a very difficult process because you don't have enough money to pay the price that to get this land. But you try all the best or all you can. You get credits. You ask people you know for all the money they can give you, so you can put it on the table in order to guarantee you that you keep alive. You know, that you keep working. But it is also very difficult, yeah, because the piece of land that they want to sell are very, very big. And this is a so you don't need like a farm of 100 hectares or more. You need maybe 20 hectares, you need maybe 50 hectares, you know, to continue farming. You don't need huge amounts of farm. But in a lot of times, the smallest piece of land they sell is 100 hectares. So you don't have the money for that. And similar processes are also going on in Eastern Europe. Another problem we have in Europe is that agro-industry or industrial agriculture is very, very big in Europe. Yeah. So small-scale food producers have less and less opportunities. And the rural life, the peasant life, doesn't offer a perspective of life. You know, we don't get the price we would need. And we are, like, most of the times kicked off out of the market by those very big farms that can produce for very small prices. Of course, without any quality, without any biodiversity, without any kind of social caring to the workers, in case they still have workers, because they are working with a lot of machines and this stuff, and we cannot survive anymore. So one problem in Europe is that the small scale food producers, they are dying. Yeah, they are dying. We talk about dying, it means disappearing, but also dying because they are getting older. And in a lot of times they don't have people, they don't have new generations to take it over. Yeah.
But there is also another myth. I think that is, you are getting the price because, I mean, a global myth that says that you are receiving the right price or the appropriate price because you are subsidized. The myth says also that you, the small scale food producers, are the ones that are receiving the subsidies, but it's instead of that, it's the big corporations that have been concentrating also the subsidies.
Yes,
no?
Because the subsidies, how they are now, you get subsidies according to the amount of land you have. So land is also an object of speculation. You know, so people want to buy land in order to get subsidies. And you have also to say, to get the subsidies, it's a lot of paperwork. So if you do small-scale food production, it's a lot of time you have to invest in this paperwork in order to get a very few amount of money out of it. And you have also to do a kind of education work to peasants that they know how to fill those papers. It's not that easy to get those money. Yeah.
So big corporations, big agribusiness, agri-industry is not only concentrating the use, the property, but also the use of land,
but also the money.
The public policies, the public support for agriculture.
That's also something. And the use, when it comes to the use, the young people coming from the countryside, from rural families, a lot of times they don't want to continue doing this because it doesn't offer any perspective of life. So this is also a problem, because then these old generations, they don't have someone to take it over, and they are getting older. They cannot continue doing farming, and the only possibility they have is to sell it, So there are also companies buying whole farms, not just buying the land, but also the whole farms. So this is also a problem we have in Europe. So I think Europe is a very important region nowadays where we have to tackle this, because if we completely die in Europe, there will be, I mean, if small-scale farmers disappear in Europe completely, this will have huge consequence for the food system worldwide, because Europe is also one of the biggest consumption market, because Europeans, they are used to have to see food as commodity, first of all, and to have everything they want anytime. So Europe imports a lot. So we have to re-educate our consumer, our civil society, eat locally, to eat seasonal products, you know. But for this, we need peasants. So our struggle is very a very big struggle in Europe, and it has also to do with the issue of land grabbing, the land issue in general, and that's why a conference on agrarian reform is important also for us from Europe. Because we have also to develop good strategies also for Europe, for European peasants. I think what we have to understand is the thing, it's what's going on, it's a global crisis of this system, and we as Via Campesina want to change it. And we have a very clear proposal to change it, or a strategy to change it. And our strategy is to build on food sovereignty, yeah? For us, food sovereignty has not just to do with access to land to peasants. It has to do with a global project that wants to change a system. Yeah, that cannot be achieved just by peasants. We need the commitment and alliance with the whole society. We need alliance. Yeah, we need the consumers, we need the researchers, we need the environment sectors, we need NGOs, we need a lot of the different sectors to build on food sovereignty. And from our perspective, we need land, access to land, in order to produce food, but not just food, to produce good food, healthy food. Based on good social relations, based on human rights, based on agroecology, food that is in deep connection to our environment, that is in deep connection with our ancestral knowledge and culture. So that's why we have to talk about agrarian reform in order to access land. To access land as young people, to access land also as women, to access land as indigenous people, to access land as groups that are not recognized in their territories, and all those groups. So that's why we are here today on those days to think together, because we have common problems, we have common enemies, and we have to think together and be creative together in order to create one common strategy that, of course, has to be adapted to each local reality.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.